Your Honors, may it please the court, my name is Christopher Wong. I represent the appellant, the state of Washington, or more colloquially, the hospital today. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal, if I may. All right, thank you. So good morning, Your Honors. We are here on the case of ACP. As Your Honors have astutely pointed out via the clerk, there was a recent change in the statute, which somewhat changed the way I was going to, in fact, argue this case, given we can approach this particular case under the essentially new statute or versus the original facts, and obviously...
Or we cannot approach it at all because it's moot.
Sure. So I would submit, Your Honor, that this case is not moot. First and foremost, I'm going to focus primarily on the statutory issue as opposed to the underlying case. While the statute, which was recently amended, certainly did account for the medical clearance issue, which again is obviously a key component of the brief, as well as the extension of the CW case from the what we colloquially call the 6-hour rule to the 3-hour rule, which is present in play, I believe that solves some of the issues, but not all of them. And under the fact that I suggest that this is a still continuing matter of substantial import, that therefore I am looking for Your Honor's guidance on additional issues of how that is ultimately applied.
Why even, is it still a matter of continuing public concern?
Sure. So under CW, we have this language that essentially says, unless there's a, quote, total disregard of the statute, essentially dismissal is not the appropriate remedy. Essentially, we don't know what that means in terms of total disregard. I can tell you from being on the front lines day after day, the term total disregard is thrown around a lot with these types of motions. So again, if we sort of look factually...
Why would this case help clarify what total disregard means?
For example, some of the issues raised in the respondent's brief in terms of some of the WACs and so on and so forth. Again, sort of in a nutshell, clearly the respondent came into the hospital. Clearly at some point his chest was hurting, and then he sought medical treatment for that, and then the psychiatric issue ultimately occurred. There was, for example, some suggestion that under the WACs there are all these requirements by the hospital. They had to know whether or not he was or was not voluntarily accepting the treatment. At one point he specifically came in, so on and so forth. So really,
we don't have any trial court finding that there was total disregard. The trial court didn't rule on that basis. We don't do fact-finding here. The most we could do would be to say this isn't a strict statute of limitations type rule. The legislature has already said that. So what public benefit would flow from our decision that really these statutory words mean what they say?
Sure. Let me, I suggest that, again, the commissioner did, of course, make a finding in terms of whether or not, in fact, that there was no total disregard, and then obviously when it went to the trial court, that finding was reversed. So I do suggest that whether or not...
Well, was the trial court reversing it, or the trial court just said that wasn't necessary? The trial court basically made this a strict time limit, like the speedy trial used to be in criminal proceedings. You violate it, it's gone. That's changed in the criminal process, but the legislature has changed that here.
Sure.
What would you think an opinion this court would offer would say anything beyond it's no longer a strict time limit?
That's a good point, Sean. I perhaps need to reflect a little bit on that. Perhaps I'll come back to that on the rebuttal portion. The other portion that I did want to address in my remaining time was that I do believe that the ultimate remedy, again, ignoring the idea of whether or not there was or was not a violation, is, of course, of substantial import and public interest at this point. Again, I think under CW, we know that dismissal is not the appropriate remedy. But what does that mean? What is the appropriate remedy then? And again, I don't believe that CW ultimately addresses that. So do we simply say the motion is denied? No harm, no foul?
But in this context, wouldn't you be asking us to give an advisory opinion saying, you know, if this comes up again and we're faced with a total disregard under the new statute, you might want to think about these different options you could take that would address the concerns you're raising now. But wouldn't that be an advisory opinion by us going far beyond the issue presented?
I suggest that's a possibility, Your Honor. I didn't necessarily see it that way, applying the facts to this particular case. Again, focusing just particularly on this case. Again, clearly, if the medical clearance issue is in play, again, the state, as it argued at the trial court level, was that there was, in fact, no breach at all. However, if there was a breach, the question was, in this particular case, it was on or about an hour. So, again, is that a total disregard? Does that ultimately require some sort of remedy or not? And I suggest even under the facts of this particular case, it would be appropriate to issue an opinion. I don't suggest that that would be advisory and that it would have additional reaching benefit to any other such case, whether old or new statute, that would ultimately arise in this context, is the state's position.
What you just said essentially asks us to make a finding of fact, to weigh evidence.
I understand where, where Your Honor is coming from. I guess if ultimately, if the issue does seem to be moot under this particular circumstance by the change in the statute, I guess I don't have a lot more to say. Again, that's not necessarily how I approach the issue, but if, in fact, that is the finding of the court, I will simply sit down, and I think I'm happy with the way the law was changed then.
Well, we haven't ruled. We're, if you don't think it's moot, we're asking you questions to explore why it isn't moot, and perhaps our suggestions evidence some skepticism in your argument, but that doesn't mean you should abandon your argument.
Sure, and I understand, and again, I'm not per se abandoning it. I think I've made my two particular points as to why I do believe that this is ultimately an issue. Again, the bulk of my other argument was predicated on the pre-statute, so again, if we are focusing on somewhat of a narrow issue of whether it is or isn't moot, again, the state's position is it is not, again, because of remedy and because of what total disregard ultimately means, both in terms of the broader scheme of things, in terms of how the particular facts relate to this particular case, and again, in regard to this particular gentleman. Your Honor is, of course, familiar with In Re MK in regards to whether the commitment for this particular gentleman does or doesn't ultimately stand. Again, that's somewhat of a side issue, as the greater legal issue is of import, but again, I think the state has laid out the two reasons why it does believe that this would have a substantial interest in future impact of cases, being able to apply not only the law as it was existing, but being able to branch off of that and further flesh out CW, which again was in 2002, regarding the six-hour rule and how this ultimately is going to be applied to the three-hour rule. Again, I think I've made the salient points that I need, and the court seems to understand sort of where the concerns and where the other, where certain concerns are and where other concerns aren't, so I'm not going to belabor the point.
Good morning, Kathleen Shea. Good morning. Good morning. For the respondent, AP. It is our position that, obviously, in our briefing, we argued that the case was moot, but certainly at this juncture, at this point in time, when the legislature has made these amendments to the statute, it is our position that the case is moot and it does not meet the requirements for review, mostly because of what Judge Leach has addressed regarding the findings of fact that were made by the trial court. This is a case where the trial court was obviously looking at the statute before the amendments, and in doing that relied on the fact that at that time there were these unambiguous timing requirements, and that the legislature had reenacted those timing requirements in 2011, and had not amended the statute based on the fact that, you know, despite the fact that CW had already been decided years before. So it rejected that argument, but never actually got to the issue of whether or not there was a total disregard for the requirements of the WACs and the statute here. Certainly our position is that there were, that in this is a case where there was a total disregard for those requirements, because this is an instance where AP came into the hospital, and it appears that there was no note ever recorded that indicated when he arrived. And if there is an issue of medical clearance in this case, if that was the concern, as suggested by this note that was written several hours later, then at that point there needed to be an actual acknowledgement of that. There needed to be something that the hospital was saying where there was this voluntary seeking of medical care, and that was never done. And we know that there was a violation of the statute, these strict timing requirements. So, you know, here we would certainly argue that there is a total disregard of the statute, but I think that the court never gets there. I think that given that these enactments have, the amendments to the statute have changed it, the issue that was below was certainly discussing whether or not we needed to look at these as strict timing requirements, and the legislature has integrated essentially what CW discussed and has indicated that there is some leeway here. And so, you know, that's not what was before the trial court. I guess if there are no further questions, we would just ask that the case be dismissed as moot because it does not present a substantial and compelling interest at this point. Thank you.
Thank you.
3 minutes.
I've reflected a little bit about what Your Honor said. Again, I think if, unless there's any other questions to field, I think I've made the point. I'm not going to belabor it any longer.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our final case this morning.